Hello, it's Brent.
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your house who work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
I'm sorry, I can't understand what you're saying.
I'm sorry, does anyone in your house who work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you 18 and older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I know there's still a long way off, but what are the chances they will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
60.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
American.
You're white, Caucasian, black, or African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, or American Indian?
I'm American.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong.
Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Improving kindergarten through 12 education. From 0 to 10, how important that is for you, day to focus?
Somewhat.
From 0 to 10, you can choose any number. From 0 to 10.
0 is no, is none, and 10 is most?
10 is most, correct.
Five.
Protecting abortion rights?
0.
Funding for mental health and for mental health services?
7.
Lowering rent?
2.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
8.
Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations?
1.
Protecting democracy and our voting rights?
9.
Cracking down on illegal drugs?
10.
Thank you. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Lori Chavez de Raymer, from 0 to 100, how you graded?
Fifty.
Republicans in Congress?
70.
Kamala Harris?
0.
Joe Biden?
0. Can I give you a negative number?
No, 0 is the lowest. And Donald Trump?
Zero.
Tina Kotek?
95.
J.D. Vance?
95. Slow down there, dude.
Oh, don't.
I got to answer all of them. Okay. Donald Trump, 95. Tina Kotek, 10.
10.
Who's,
thank
who's
you. J.D. Vance? J.D. Vance.
60.
60, thank you. McDonald's?
Who?
McDonald's.
The hamburger joint?
It's just McDonald's, yeah.
30.
Janelle Bynum?
I don't know who. Say that one more time.
Janelle Bynum.
I don't know who that is, so I can't.
Okay.
I'm going to have to say 5 or 50 on that. I don't know who that is.
Okay, you never heard of. Okay, no problem. Democrats in Congress?
Oh. Democrats in Congress? 0.
Yes, 0. Thank you. Moving on. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, or Independent Cornel West?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez, the Dreamer?
Dreamer.
Thank you. Even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum, a small chance, just a very slightly chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
She's a Democrat.
Yes.
Zero. No chance at all.
No chance at all. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I disapprove.
You strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Strongly disapprove. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez, the Reamer, is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved, thank you. Now I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez, the Reamer. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, she's living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she's running to fix what's broken and bring political solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. As the mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez, the Reamer, led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and known that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. And sometimes, over the course of a service, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez, the Reamer? If you're undecided, please say so.
Reamer.
Reamer. Thank you. And what specifically stuck out the most to you about Lori Chavez, the Reamer?
She's Republican.
Thank you. Moving on. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum, for Congress, a 5 means that is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that is not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bidom. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Janelle Bidom says that we need public schools we can be proud of. And as a daughter of teachers and mother of four, she has been a champion for her students and our schools. She fought for the Student Access Act, which will invest over $2 million every 2 years into early learning and kindergarten to 12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education opportunity. From 0 to 10, how convincing will be for her based on that statement?
2.
Next one, thank you. Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bidom is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that it can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in these elections are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting the Trump administration. From 0 to 10, how you will be voting, convincing for you to vote for her?
0.
0. Thank you. Next one. Janelle Bidom believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their products on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make rich pay their fair share. So prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable shelter to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. From 0 to 10, how will you be convincing to vote for her?
0.
0. For too long, people have been focused on the flight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible. When you remember what you're working for and who you're representing as a mom, as a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can be done to fix what we're done today. She won't stop working to deliver the change that our communities need. From 0 to 10, how convinced are you to vote for her?
0.
0. Thank you. Moving on. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again. In the election of for Congress we're held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez, the Dreamer?
Dreamer.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez, the Dreamer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez, the Dreamer for Congress. The options are a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. First one is, Lori Chavez, the Dreamer, opposes a woman's right to abortion. She supported overturning Roe versus Wade and supports a national ban on abortions that will override Oregon law. She doesn't trust Oregon women and doctors to make their own decisions, putting all us at risk. So are you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all supporting her? Based on that
somewhat.
Statement. Just some, then.
Somewhat. I'd support her somewhat on that statement.
Too many of us are working harder and harder, and yet are still struggling to get ahead while Washington politicians keep playing the same partisan political games instead of coming together to solve our problems. Lori Chavez, the Dreamer, isn't bringing down the cost of living. She's voting to threaten access to Social Security and voted for leadership that supports making drastic cuts to Medicare. She hasn't stopped price gouging or done anything to fight inflation. In fact, she went along with the extremists in her party who killed a partisan bill that would have ended the border crisis and enhanced security because they thought it would help Biden. If we want politics to change and work for us, we have to stop voting for typical politicians like Lori. Are you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all, based on that statement?
Not at all.
Vote for her. Not at all. Thank you.
Yeah,
now
no,
I'm going to ask you, Ken, if the election...
Wait, back up. The end
yes?
of that statement, read the end of that statement one more time.
Yes. If we want politics to change and work for us, we have to stop voting for typical politicians like Lori.
I do not agree with that statement. I would vote for her.
So you will vote for her. It would be a great deal then, voting for her.
Okay.
Thank you. Moving on. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat General Biden or Republican Larry Chavez, the Dreamer?
Dreamer.
The last three questions are statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Yes.
To you or someone in the household?
In my household.
Thank you. In the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
So, excellent. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation, sir. Have a great evening.
You're welcome. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Make America great again.